Troy Corson's tomorrow at Bendigo. Anything sort of floating around?
Yeah, I like the 2-year-old tomorrow. I think she's a really classy filly. Swatch That, her name is.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Swatch That down the outside at the 100. Swatch That up to Bella Nipotina. Swatch That takes the lead. Kicks about a half, three quarters. Swatch That! Swatch That has won the gold rush.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We do. Still rejoicing in Troy Corson's feedback on Friday for us for Swats That on Saturday at Bendigo. Well done to him and the team. We're still in front as well, Whitey. And today we're playing at Mornington.
Yeah, we are. We've just got the details at this stage, early details. I'm sure whether it be on Racing Pulse or RSN Central, we'll get the further details. But as it stands, out 3 metres, the entire circuit is the rail. The track condition is a good four and the weather is overcast. But I question that. I think the weather is actually going to be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll trust you because you are the man who knows more about the weather than the weather gods themselves. Cindy Alderson knows more about horses than we do, though. And she's been good enough to join us on the early mail this morning. Good morning, Cindy.
Morning, Daniel.
Nice to have you with us. Now, you've got four going around today at Mornington.
Well, actually, no, I've only got three now. The other one hasn't been scratched yet, but Dratini won't be running in the last.
Dratini won't be running. So race 8, number 3, bookmakers rule a line, as they say in the classics. Righto, so just the 3 today for you. Race 2, number 6 is your first one, Wangamata. Is this a new horse in your stable? Because I see it's been running in Canberra and Newcastle.
Yes, no. That's a horse owned by Brian Black in New Zealand, and he has a few horses racing in Sydney, but this horse, I thought, probably preferred to go left-handed, so he's been sent down to me. He probably wants a little further than today, but he looks like he's a very honest toiler who likes to run along and doesn't have a great turn of foot. He's a very big horse. He's probably over 17 hands, so he might find the track a little bit tight and about the distance a bit short today, but it's a good kick-off point for him in our stable.
Okay, $10 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Race 3, you've got number 2, Buble Boy, who is second up today. First career start was a 4th at Kyneton a couple of weeks ago. Can we improve on that?
Yeah, look, I thought he ran really well. Still new and green, but finished off strongly. Another horse that will improve further, probably another few more runs into his preparation. But if he improved enough from the Kyneton run, I think he could be highly competitive in this race today.
All right, that's race 3, number 2. And then you've got race 5, number 6, in Fallibel out of barrier 4. Second up today, third up on resumption at Kyneton again that same day as the last runner. Only 1.5 lengths off them. Is she expecting improvement?
Yeah, look, she's come on nicely since that run. Very honest horse, ideally suited to 2,000 as well. So all of these horses today are probably looking for a touch further as they get into their preparations, but they're, you know, should run well enough today. I think maybe second up, she might just be looking for a bit further in terms of she doesn't have a great turn of foot. So there's a few sharper ones in it today than there was a Kyneton. They might just expose her. But if they're going along strongly and there's a fast tempo, then she could be the one finishing late.
So if we had my dollar to spend today, Sydney, what would you do with it?
Maybe find another stable.
No place chance anywhere?
It's tough at the moment and you need to save every dollar you've got.
That's a good point. You know what? I'm going to take that advice. I appreciate that. But what we're going to do is, with great interest, we're going to look at your horses run around today with an eye on them for future runs over a bit further, perhaps, is what we're looking forward to today. Good luck and we appreciate your time.
No worries. Cheers.
Good stuff. Cindy Alderson there with us. 3 today. We're going to heed that advice. That's good advice from Cindy.
It's good advice, but it's a bit of a setback for the segment.
That's all right. We'll work on that.